The Youth's Instructor, April 4, 1901, How to Meet Criticism. There are those who cannot speak in favor of the very best of blessings without attaching a criticism to cast a shadow of reproach. Let us be guarded. Let us refuse to allow the criticisms of anyone to implant objections in our minds. Let us educate ourselves to praise that which is good when others criticize. Murmurers will always pick flaws, but let us not be saddened by the accusing element. Let us not look upon it as a virtue to make and suggest difficulties, which will harass and perplex. Keep the atmosphere surrounding the soul clear by dwelling upon the bright sunshine of heaven, which is always shining to make us happy. Let us bring all the pleasantness possible into our lives. When others begin to question and criticize, let us be determined, either by silence or by turning the conversation into another channel, to cut off the words which would not be spoken in wisdom. We are to continue to wait upon the Lord, making every effort to keep the door of our lips so that we shall not utter one word savoring of unbelief. We are to walk by faith, practicing the very things we have asked the Lord to give us grace to do. Thus we work out our own salvation, trying to help and save those in trouble by faithful words and kind deeds. It is God who works in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. The finite and the infinite are to unite in accomplishing the work that needs to be done. God has pledged Himself to supply us with strength, cheerfulness, pleasantness, and joyfulness in our Savior. Abiding in Him, the word that would cast a shadow over others is left unsaid. Let us remember that everyone has some dark spot in his experience, and let us do all we can to bring cheerfulness and hope into the lives of others. What a blessing this will be to them! In turn, they will speak words of good cheer to others to bring sunshine into their hearts. As we do this work, we shall be in a position to realize that the Lord hears our prayers because we work in harmony with them, fulfilling all the duty we owe to God and to ourselves. We shall go about our work in a thankful, prayerful frame of mind. By faith we may claim the promise, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find." Yes, we shall find the answer to our prayers, for God will do exceeding abundantly above our highest expectation. What precious witness we shall then bear for God! What an honor we shall be to the truth of His word! Doleful, discouraging words will do no good. When Christ abides in the heart, we shall not even repeat the false statements we hear. We shall not retaliate, nor bring railing accusation against any, because this would wound our souls deeply and make us forget our resting place of confidence and peace in Christ. The enemy leads those whose hearts are not stayed upon God to admit into their minds unpleasant and disagreeable thoughts. These they ponder over, and then pass along as food for other minds. But this is food of Satan's preparation, and impoverishes the soul. With the sweet melody of song, in His childhood, youth, and manhood, Jesus corrected passionate, unadvised words and unbelieving, accusing utterances. When He was assailed by criticizers, His voice was raised in song. "Many, O Lord my God, are Thy wonderful works, which Thou hast done, and thy thoughts, which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord. Thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me.